Malaysia's Deputy Prime Minister and UMNO President Ahmad Zahiri Hamidi has called for a rebranding of UMNO and its coalition Barisan Nasional. He was speaking at the party's annual General Assembly in Kuala Lumpur, saying his message was one of unity ahead of the next general election, which must be held by February 2028. Well, the gathering of more than 6,000 delegates was postponed twice last year as the party prepared for the Sabah state election. UMNO is a key partner of the Barisan Nasional Coalition in Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim's unity government. CNA's senior correspondent Melissa Goh is in Kuala Lumpur with the latest. Melissa, you know, UMNO Chief Zahid just addressed the delegates there. What were the key takeaways from his speech?
Well, in an over an hour-long speech, the UMNO president, Zahid Hamidi, who's also the country's deputy prime minister, spoke about a new value proposition for UMNO, rebranding the party that's turning 80 this year, as well as rebranding of Barisan Nasional Coalition after 52 years old. Now, the voters, he said, have grown tired of UMNO and BN, especially the younger generation, who has no affinity nor loyalty towards UMNO. The party must be brave and sincere to embrace change, stop the blame game, drop the arrogance, he said, and present a fresh narrative that's relevant. Now, UMNO must read the sentiments of the people correctly, he said. Now, towards that end, he has proposed a setup of committee within the party to unite the rank and file and welcome back previous UMNO leaders who left, were suspended or fired, of course, subject to conditions, which he didn't spell it out what those conditions are. Now, yesterday at the youth wing opening, Khairi Jamaluddin, the former youth chief and minister, was here and signalled his intention to return, to be back in the folds of UMNO. Now, the UMNO president, Zahid himself, did not name who exactly, but reiterated that UMNO needs to stop the blame game and stay united and support the unity government led by Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim for the sake of stability of the country until the next election that must be held within the next 22 months. That's by early 2028. Now, lastly, Mr. Zahid also reiterated calls for former president, ex-Prime Minister Najib, to be released and pleaded for royal clemency by chanting, "Long live the King." Let's take a listen.
Bagi hamba tuanku itu beroleh apa sahaja pertimbangan dan keringanan untuk membolehkan beliau dapat kembali semula ke pangkuan keluarga dan kepada kami semua. Daulat tuanku. Daulat tuanku. Daulat tuanku. Daulat tuanku.
Now, the ex-Prime Minister Najib has been put behind bars for over 3 years now. He's just been slapped with another 15 years after the High Court convicted him of all 25 corruption charges over State Fund 1MDB. Now, the appeal process is still ongoing, including on the house arrest bid, which he has failed to obtain. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Hormel? UMNO's youth wing had their assembly yesterday as well, and there are reports of some unease over cooperating with the other parts of the unity government. What was said there, and how does Zahid plan to navigate this unease in his party?
Well, the party president, Mr. Zahid, said that he heard them. He heard the grievances, the grouses from the wings, especially the youth wing, the leader, Saleh Akmal himself. Akmal Saleh, he quit the ex-exco member of the Malacca state because he wanted UMNO to leave the coalition government, a unity government, and work with the opposition Islamic Party PAS. Now, Mr. Zahid said it's not as simple as that. It's a very difficult situation because the coalition government holds the country together because of political stability for the interests of the country and also the unity of the Muslims. He must stay in the government at least until the next election. After all, UMNO has 7 ministers and 6 deputies in Mr. Anwar's government. Now, Mr. Zahid said that he will take their concerns into consideration, but meantime is to work within UMNO, get the party ready, get its act in order before heading to the next election that may be called anytime next year.
Well, thank you very much for that update. CNA's Melissa Goh reporting from Kuala Lumpur.